Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
I'm delighted to report another strong set of results against the difficult backdrop of restrictions and evolving regulatory guidance for the financial year to the end of June 2021. Total sales increased to 510.1 million, an increase of 19.2% over the prior year, and this reflects growth across all four of our divisions. Like-for-like revenue growth was 17.4%, and adjusted EBITDA increased to 97.5 million, a 37.3% increase over the prior year. As a result of this sales growth and our continued discipline over costs, our adjusted EBITDA margin increased to 19.1%, up from 16.6% in the previous year. As expected, these year-on-year growth rates did benefit from a weaker final quarter in the previous financial year, given the significant disruption we experienced then due to the impact of COVID-19. These results demonstrate the resilience of our fully integrated veterinary model and our commitment to providing the very highest standards of specialist clinical care. We remain highly cash generative, and in light of this strong set of results, the board has decided to recommend the payment of a final dividend of 6.5 pence per share, which reflects our confidence in the future success of this business. I would just like to add that after a year where we all faced so many challenges, this strong performance is testament to the skill, dedication and commitment of our outstanding team of colleagues, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank them all for their contributions. Last year was another year of strategic progress at CVS. Our purpose is to provide the best possible care to animals, and our vision is to be the veterinary company people most want to work for. These are underpinned by four strategic pillars, and we've made good progress against these throughout the past year. We continue to focus on the provision of joined up care to our clients and their patients, and our integrated veterinary services model is key to this. The resilience of this model is apparent in these results, and in the face of clear operating challenges, each of our four divisions saw year-on-year revenue growth. Our first opinion practices are at the core of our business, and we have continued to focus on the provision of first-class care to our clients and their animals. This service offering in our first opinion practices is complemented by our out-of-hours clinics, our specialist-led referral hospitals, our diagnostic laboratories, and our crematoria. We have seen a 31.4% increase in referral cases, leading to a 29.3% increase in referral revenue. And we have also recently announced plans to further increase our capacity through a new specialist multidisciplinary referral hospital in Bristol. Due to more diagnostic procedures being undertaken in our first opinion and referral practices, our laboratories delivered a 32.7% increase in total revenue. Our crematory division has also benefited from a new, closer working relationship with our first opinion practices, and this has led to an 11.1% increase in revenue. Our online retail business delivered revenue growth of 29.9%, benefiting from an increased demand from consumers who recognise the convenience of buying pet food online. As I mentioned, we want to be the place where people most want to work and build a career. We have had success in the past year in attracting and retaining talented vets and nurses, and we employed on average 10.2% more vets in the financial year than we did in the previous year. We are also investing in our practice facilities, and we completed 13 refurbishments or relocations in the financial year. This is part of our increased investment in facilities and clinical equipment to ensure we continue to provide leading clinical care, drive industry standards, and create outstanding places to work. Together, this not only improves our client experience, but increases our ability to do high quality clinical work and improve our recruitment and retention. To augment our organic growth, we acquired 9 practices during the year, and I'm delighted to welcome our new colleagues to CVS. We also refreshed our approach to sustainability and ESG, which we have now clearly linked to the UN's Sustainability Development Goals. We take our responsibilities seriously, and we strongly believe that we have a duty to do our very best for our colleagues, our clients and our animals, and the communities in which we work. By doing the right thing, this will ultimately lead to benefits for all of our stakeholders. Looking ahead, I'm delighted to report that we've continued this positive momentum into our new financial year, with total sales growth for the first 2 months of 17.5% over the equivalent period last year. Like-for-like growth was 14.4%. We have a strong balance sheet and financial position. At the end of August 2021, we had low leverage at 0.7 times, and we have 85 million of committed and undrawn bank facilities. This leaves us well placed to make further investments in our practices, our clinical equipment, and in selective acquisitions to augment our organic growth. The Pet Food Manufacturers Association recently indicated that 3.2 million UK households have acquired a puppy or kitten since the start of lockdown restrictions, and there are now 24 million cats and dogs in the UK. Ultimately, our outstanding people and our integrated veterinary model, which have been key to the growth delivered in the past financial year, position us well to benefit from these positive market and consumer trends and to deliver continued growth in shareholder value in the future.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.